Okay, my name is Iman, and I am an intercultural relation consultant. Okay.
With.
Well, this is my private business.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Also, I'm a public speaker, and I do workshops related to immigrant issues.
All right. So, Iman, this study came out that said Kitchener is one of the worst places for an immigrant to move. Kitchener, Waterloo, and Cambridge. How do you feel hearing that?
Well, I'm confused. I'm not very happy with this study. Some of what they said was true. Other parts are not very accurate. The part that the reporting is high, I'm happy with that because it means that the police are accepting this reporting and are dealing with them. They are not afraid to tackle this problem and they are taking it seriously. And I think the outreach workers or anybody who is dealing with immigrants is doing part of their job by directing them to the police to report these problems. The other part that I'm not happy with, that there is a huge amount of these hate crimes. I'm not happy with that at all.
And why are you? I mean, it's a pretty simple question, but why are you unhappy with that?
Well, it means that we are missing something. I remember 6 years ago there was this vital sign, Kitchener, who are you, Kitchener, the study. And there was a huge amount of the people who were living here. They respond to the questions regarding immigrants. One of these responses were send them back to where they came from. And we didn't take any action regarding that. The only action we took that we didn't repeat the question or we didn't tackle that problem again in the next vital sign report. I think that was an indicator and we should have taken it seriously and do something to ease the pressure, to draw attention to the benefits the immigrants are bringing to our community, to change the stereotype, to be more friendly with them. What I noticed, most of the programs dealing with hate crime are targeting immigrants, while in my point of view, it should be targeting the other part of the community. Because me as an immigrant, I know what is hate crime. It's affecting me on daily basis. Okay, not daily basis, but I can imagine what other people are dealing with. They are complaining about all of that stuff. So the part of public education should be targeting the mainstream community to explain the benefits of having these immigrants here, to say something about their contribution to the community, the places they came from, to understand the immigrant in a perfect way. And this can be achieved by like doing workshops, talking about each community, for example, explaining their culture, the way they behave, so we won't find it something strange and it will trigger our reaction like, we don't like this, this is strange, they are not like us, we hate them because they are giving or participating in a bad way in our community. The other thing, I think the media has a big role to play, especially the not only the TV and radio, the newspapers. Whenever there is an article targeting immigrants or talking about anything related to immigrant, just read the comments on that article. And the newspapers are sometimes they are enabling comments, but sometimes they are leaving it to the people to vent or talk whatever they want. Everybody is talking about a fake experience, a bad experience with an immigrant, and then you can see the comments are rolling on and on and on. Part of the other ways that we can deal with this problem is the mainstream agencies. For example, if they've published real information regarding what's happening in our community. For example, Ontario Work. if they publish their stats about the people who are benefiting from this service, people can see that immigrants are a very small part of the people who are depending on the system and finding their financial stability. If you say, take that 25% of the community are immigrants, the people who are benefiting from Ontario work, the immigrants are not more than 12%. So it's not reflected in the same way. That means that immigrants are coming here, are working, are depending upon themselves, and they are not a burden on the community. I think this will change the view. Another thing, when we talk about immigrants, we only concentrate upon ESL classes, how we are providing the services. We are forgetting the other part of immigrants who are really contributing to the community, the people who are working at hospitals, at universities, company, everywhere, every place in the community you will find immigrants. And they are doing a great job, and many of them are really in high positions. So if we can show all of these things, people will know or understand the immigrants a bit in a better way. Plus the seriousness the police is working with these reports, we will change that view and make it a better place for immigrants.
I want to go back to when you talked about the comments that are kind of showing up online. Do you find that just the amount of social media and being online and everything, is that increasing this feeling towards immigrants, or is that hurting or is that helping?
Well, it's increasing, and people do not spare any opportunity to vent. So, if they can't direct their words to immigrants, immediately they can write whatever they want on the net, and nobody is making them accountable for what they are saying. And sometimes people are spreading these hate words or inventing situation just to increase the hate, and it's not improving. Though many of the immigrants are aware of this situation and trying their best to give the opposite picture, but not everybody has the luxury to sit on the net and surf everything and answer immediately to any comments appearing.
Now, you talked about a lot of things that are happening that are being deterrent towards immigrants. What is happening in the region that is encouraging them, that is encouraging people to move here, that could silence these kind of studies?
Well, there are many initiatives happening in the region, and many of them are targeting immigrants to come here to settle in this area. We have these two universities that it's attracting a huge amount of international students, and many of them, after graduating, are settling in this area. There is the Immigration Partnership. This initiative is doing huge steps to do whatever they can to make the life easier for immigrants and the host community in both way they are working. There is a group, part of it. It's the belonging sector, belonging pillar, and our aim is to make life not easier, interesting, or encourage people to stay here, feel that they are part of this community, and we are working on both sides, the mainstream or the host community, and also the immigrant, to bring them together, to make them more acceptable, more open, more appreciative to the immigrants' contribution in the community. This is one of the initiatives. I'm happy we have it here in Waterloo region. The other one, I know about something is going on through the Multicultural Center regarding hate crime. But as I said, we need more outreach to the host community. We don't want to concentrate upon the immigrants because they already know what's going on. And We as community leaders, our job is to go to this community and tell them how to respond, who, where to go and report, how to deal with the situation. It's not good to say that it's part of your immigration experience or it's a price you have to pay it because you are here. No, it's not true. This is a developed country where there is laws that control everything in the community. Whenever you face any kind of discrimination, which will increase to hate crime, you can directly go to report it to your settlement worker, to your teacher at school, your counselor at school. If you don't have access to any of these, any police officer will take your situation seriously and deal with it. And I know the Crime Prevention Council is doing a great job regarding this issue. So if you look at the brighter side, you can find many people are doing their best to make the situation better. The only problem is coordinating all these efforts together to reach your goal.
Okay. I just want to ask you the difference between when you immigrated to an immigrant today. Like, you know, when you came to Canada, was it a more accepting place, or was it worse or better than the way it is now?
I think for me it's the same, I think. You know what? I came to Canada once in the late 70s as a tourist, and I found it more welcoming than when I immigrated 7 years ago here. And when I compared the two situation, I found the first one was better, maybe because I didn't spend enough time here, but just moving around and all of these tourist activities.
Yeah.
But after I immigrated here, I think people were afraid to talk about what they were facing. And I think the media played their part when we have all this amount of refugees who are coming from a different place than the place. This area is known for their refugees, but mostly they were coming from Europe, where they were the same color, the same religion, almost the same background, so they blended easily. But when the Canada Citizenship and Immigration or the government changed the place that they are bringing people from, and we started seeing here people from the other side who are different in their color, in their language, in everything, in their religion, the way they behave, that when the problem studies started. People weren't prepared to this cultural shock. Both of them, both sides, the host community and the immigrants. Because before coming here to Canada, the idea we have, or what the officials, Canadian officials abroad, are telling us, that we are very welcoming, we are an open society, and everything is going to be easy, is a little bit different than what we are facing here.
Yeah.
Starting from our certificates or credentials that they were approved back home, and then when we are here, it's totally another situation. And then what I saw, that it's affecting our region in the higher number of reporting these crimes. We have two organizations here dealing with refugees. One of them is the Reception House. The other one is the Mennonite Coalition Support for Refugees. Both of them are in our community. You can't find them in every city around Canada. So this is a magnet for pulling refugees here. And people are seeing this great amount of people coming from different places, and they will think that they are competing with them on every aspect. So I think we need to make it clear that these are people are in real need. Because of that, the government brought them as refugees, that they are dying in their country unless we are saving them and bringing them here. Yeah, as I told you, public education will be our first priority to deal with this problem.
Okay, I really don't want to take any more of your time, but
Okay, no
is there anything
problem.
else you'd like to add?
Well, I am a believer that if we do our best, we can change the situation. But also, I believe that immigrants who came, who traveled 10,000 miles to come here, deserve one step closer from the host community to understand them. This is what I'm hoping, that we will reach the level of acceptance and appreciation we both deserve.
All right, great. Thank you.
You are welcome.